entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the books. So we go back a long way, right?
Yes, I'd say so.
Right?
Oh yeah.
When you first started here, I knew that you were going to be a star because of the fact you took the time, seriously, you took the time to go to college, right? And you did the thing. And I was thinking, you ever meet some young men, like, and then you say to yourself, wow, if this was my son, has anybody, well, you're not old enough, but I'm saying, do you ever see some kids, like, you just have put the headset on? You respect them so much, and then you... How many times did I say to you, like, if you were my son, I wish you were my son?
I've heard it before, and I appreciate it, Brian.
Yeah, because this young man here completed college, carried on a full-time job here at the station, and then also has a good personality and completed school. And now he's coming here to do the show again. So I haven't seen you in how long?
Now it's been just only a year, because I saw you about this time last year.
Yeah, but you always did my show for years.
Yeah, oh yeah, for a long time in the beginning of 2019.
And would you say we had a good friendship?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. That's what you want, too, is if you want what you do. Oh, is Gary on the line?
Yes,
the
he is.
Good. I almost said a curse word. But I need to say something to Gary online. Gary?
Yeah.
I am so sorry. So what happened is we were going to do a special Thanksgiving show on Thanksgiving, yeah. And Gary was going to do it with me, right? But it turned out there was going to be no one in the booth to produce the show, right?
Yep.
So then I didn't know how to do the booth. You believe that? I don't even know how to turn on a computer. So, Gary, you would be there for me. Gary is like the head guy of President... Like the main cat at the Boy Scouts of America, right? You're the big boy. You're the big boss. And what you do there for the kids is just wonderful. What he does is he takes troubled children, right? His specialty is that, I hate to use the word indigent, but just to get the point across, the kids that can't afford the camp, right? Put the headset on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then what happens is, you know, it gives them structure. You know, if you have a winning attitude, right? You have confidence and you have courage, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the fuel that when you feel, the word key word is when you feel that, not think it, but you feel it, that is what success brings. Confidence, courage, winning attitude. And when you feel it, that is the formula where people become successful, right? Notice I didn't say money, right?
Right.
When you believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
So what Gary does, right, he takes these troubled kids, right, and he gives them an opportunity to learn these traits. And I have so much respect for you. It's just unbelievable. How many kids have you sponsored over the years, you think, Gary?
Oh, golly, I don't know. Probably, you know, 1,000, 2,000 minimum.
Wow.
Just in this area.
Wow, isn't that something? Right, because you can, like, I don't know. For me, I take things for granted. I could just say for me, gratefulness, right?
Yeah.
So the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for, right? And I forget that sometimes. You know, especially right now at Christmas time, there are going to be some kids that are going to wake up and not have presents under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even think that way. Like, that's not even a thought for me, right?
Right.
But if you also makes you a fighter, too, because you have two ways of going. You can either succumb to the failure part of life, and or you can take this child and make him into a fighter and put spiritual principles in their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of hope, faith, love,
absolutely,
honesty. You know, these are spiritual principles to live by, right? And I can't say I always live by them myself, you know, because of the flesh, right? A human being. I can't say I don't worry, because that's part of the flesh. But I do know what Gary does is this is what he does. He takes these kids that are just broken and have nothing, and he gives them hope. Right? Isn't that what it's about?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right. So we did this big event at the Dunedin Country Club. Huge event. It seated 60 people. We had 65 people show up. Right, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
And you gave a beautiful speech there, too.
It was fun.
Right. When he finished his speech, right, everybody stood up and clapped.
That's awesome.
Yeah, talk in the mic. This is radio, right? So how can ask Jane? Just thank you, Gary. That's all. Just so you know, I love you,
sure,
buddy. And I'm so success breeds success. So you show me your friends, you know, I'll tell you your future.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's what Gary does. He's a man that puts out hope for underprivileged people. And what more can you ask? And I think that's the best way to give too. Is not to give to someone that can give back to you, right? Like if you see someone cold on the street, like say you give them a jacket. You see someone hungry. Now, I'm saying give and ask no reward. How about that? How about give and ask no reward and not tell anybody? Right? What a way to live.
Absolutely.
Right? And then that's like loving with no price tag. Right? Anyhow, we dropped. Anyhow, so let's... me get off my soapbox. I'm a man of few words. So what we're going to do is Mr. Purple Hayes.
Yes, how are you today?
Right. I said to him, he's a legend. Like, you know, because all these years I'm a publisher of a magazine, and I've always seen his ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, and then he had multiple locations. And I always wanted to meet him. That was 30 years ago. How long you been in business?
Over 25, yeah.
All right, so maybe not. I lied. You say you already got me. I exaggerate. Okay. I can't read that. Okay, the lady from Cody's.
Nicole. From Cody's.
Okay, what I'm going to do is have my friend Leo here interview Cody.
The call from Cody's.
Okay. She has, give us the ad from Cody's Steakhouse so he knows what to ask. It, you have the ad from Cody's Steakhouse?
What was that?
The ad, the advertisement. So we can ask the right questions.
Oh, from Cody's?
Yeah. Floyd has it.
Okay.
All right.
Ray.
It's not new. Ray, okay. So ask, all right. Leo, I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay. This would be tough.
Okay. Interview Cody from
Nicole.
Cody's Steakhouse. Nicole?
Nicole. It's Nicole from Cody's, yes.
Yeah. Hi, Nicole. Interview Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm good. You can call me Cody, too. That works.
Hi, Cody. So, the best steaks you have is what?
Oh, my goodness. How can you pick just one?
Are they all good?
No problem. They're all so good.
And if I ask for a nice medium steak, you'll cook it nice and medium for me?
It'll be perfectly pink and hot in that center.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What else do you guys have over there?
We have all sorts. We have steaks. We have a nice porterhouse pork chop. We slow cook our ribs. And then we also have a lot of steaks and burgers and also the fajitas.
Super. Do you also have seafood as well?
Oh, absolutely. We have a wonderful salmon. Our salmon comes in fresh and hand-cut to each portion. And then we also have haddock and shrimp.
And for the people that have kids, you have a kids menu.
Oh, yeah. How can you not? Especially we do a kids night. Every Monday and Tuesday, our kids eat free.
That's awesome.
What nights do they eat free?
Monday and Tuesday.
Wow.
Wow. So I got to make sure I bring my kids over there.
Yeah. Anything they like. Yeah. It's pizza, burgers, chicken.
Can you get SpongeBob set up, too? Because good. I'm going to play a SpongeBob, like, you know, the theme song.
The theme
to when
song?
To when it starts. Because we're going to say that Monday, Tuesday, kids' night, and your children.
I have a child. Her name is Stella, and she's 4 years old.
Wow.
And she's awesome.
Stella, you know, that's famous from the movie, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? How'd you come up with the name Stella Europe?
My mom's name is Estrella, which means star. So we called her Estrella, and for short, we call her Stella.
Oh, we're going to play this song for you. You got it queued up? It's
yep.
Cut two. And what it's going to be is in sponsoring for Stella.
Ready?
And Cody's Steakhouse, Monday and Tuesday, kids eat free.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Be something you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's for Cody's Monday and Tuesday Kids Eat Free. Sponsored by Cody's, that song. And then Stella. She's listening. That's for you, Stella, from your papa. So anyhow, SpongeBob loves you, Stella. So any other things you got going over there at Cody's? And how's it working with Sal, by the way?
It's wonderful with Sal. He is the best. You have to come meet him. And the management team is also great.
Did you notice you said the word team?
That's what we are. We're a team and we're a family.
I really believe that's the most important thing. I heard an announcer say you can have 11 individual players. It was on Monday Night Football. And they're all stars, right? But if they're not a team, they're a losing team.
That's correct.
You know, and you got to treat people with respect.
Yes.
Even like the dishwasher. Can I just share something with you? And then I'm going to probably give this to Ray because I'm talking too much. But when I go into the restaurant to see the restaurant owners, you know what I consciously do this. I go and make sure I say hello to the dishwasher, right? And let him know, hey, you're doing a great job, whatever, and stuff like that. So I did that for years with this guy at Leo's Italian Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what he opened up?
His own?
His own restaurant. Guess who he called to place an ad?
What? Oh, you, of course.
Is that amazing?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's just because if you show respect... The only time you look down on someone is when you're helping them up.
That's correct.
Right? So even you, like you're in management,
mm-hmm.
right? You can say there are lower positions in business. There is. That's a true. But if you treat everybody with respect and they're equals, right, you'll tend to see that you'll have a better, well-oiled teamwork company.
You're absolutely correct. I've always said that it's always the people that are under us that fuel our success, because it's just not one person doing it. It's an entire team that makes everyone else better.
Right, and then I heard this too, which I hope this never happens to me, but the same people you see on the way up, you see on the way down. Like, don't burn a bridge, right?
That's right.
Right, because, so anyhow, so give us some good stuff about Cody's, and then we'll, and Sal, too. Like, what's going on?
Will do. Well, Cody's was started back in 1994. Tarpon Springs, right there on 19, is our original location. We are one of the roadhouse chains where you're going to find the steaks, ribs, and fajitas. Very laid back, come in as you are and enjoy. We do crazy specials. We offer great quality food at a very valued price. And we want to make sure that people can dine with us more often. And so we do crazy specials, like I said, monthly promotions. Every Wednesday night, we do a buy one, get one free fajita.
Is that the fajita that comes out steaming? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where you hear it crackling? Is that how you serve it?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
All the way out.
Right, like the right. Don't you love that when it comes out like that?
Mm-hmm. And then the smell.
And the smell, right? What is it they say? Sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Possibly correct.
What does that mean? Ray probably knows, but what does it mean when they say sell the sizzle, not the steak? Do you know what that means?
It's the presentation.
That's your first impression.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a famous line. You know, sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Are you guys open late at all, or?
We do. We stay open till 10 o'clock on the weekends, on Friday and Saturdays. Most days we open up at 3, except for Sundays, which we open at 11. Got to get that Sunday crowd in. We do great Sunday specials on that day for $11.98.
Very good. Give me some of the specials you got for $11.98.
Absolutely. We've got our, we do a half chicken. We do, every Sunday is a different four items that we offer. And it's offered with a side, our bottomless salad, our yeast rolls, and you get a free piece of dessert, all for that $11.98.
Okay, very good. And they sound appetizing. And like you said, I think the more value you give, right, when you see people making good money, one of the main reasons is because they're giving value.
That's right.
Right? And then you trust them because of the fact, like, look at you. You've been around for so long. And then from the service end of it, that's important too, customer service. And I could see that you work the front room.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. So that's, you got trust, value, and service, and you got it all covered.
That's right. And it's all about our guests. We absolutely love our guests, and we do it every day for them. We love to see them come in. And we've, since being around, you know, since 1994, we have a large loyal following, and we appreciate them very much. And you know, we're always looking for that next generation too. It's always exciting when you see them come in for the first time and you have to get to experience the Cody's tradition.
Okay, so we're all going to say it. We're going to start with you, Leo. Ready?
Yep.
Say Cody Original Roadhouse.
Cody's Original Roadhouse.
You say it, young lady Jane.
Cody's Original Roadhouse.
She's dressed in a leopard skin dress.
Yeah, she looks nice. The shoes match and everything.
Yeah, say Cody's.
Thank you.
Cody's Original Roadhouse in Palm Harbor.
No, Tarpon Springs.
Tarpon Springs, their neighbor.
Okay.
That's their neighbor.
But sometimes, say it, my friend, say it.
Cody's Original Roadhouse.
Cody's Original Roadhouse. Wow, I can say that too. All right, so anyhow, give us your address and your phone number and tell Sal we said hello.
I will certainly do so.
Hello, Sal.
Cody's Original Roadhouse, we're located at 39870 US 19 North in Tarpon Springs. And our phone number is 727-937-1022.
You did a great job, Nicole. Maybe sometime you can come here and bring some food here.
We would absolutely love that.
I work for food.
We do that.
We always have the shows catered. We're having the show catered today by Frank's Pizza Italian Restaurant and Gateway Subs.
Mm-hmm.
And he always, his motto is, you come, you leave, you come to our restaurant, and I'm not even saying it correctly, but he basically says, you come here, but you leave as family.
That's right.
And I think that's one of the neatest things that could ever be said. And that's his theory on how to run his restaurant, is to care and I would use the word love his customers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that too corny? I don't know. But come and leave his family. And I believe that's what you do at Cody's.
And I
can just tell by your hearing it in your voice.
Yes, so, sir. We'll bring you some food. We'll make sure. You got to experience it.
We'll set something up sometime.
Do you also offer gift certificates for the holidays?
Absolutely. We certainly do. We do have our gift cards. We have a gift card special that's happening actually first. It'll be 5 days before Christmas, where you buy $100 in gift cards and we'll give you a $20 of a bonus book.
Wow, that's awesome.
Let's do it. You want to go halves on it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We got one sold right here. So when you come to the show, bring it, and I'll give you my credit card.
Deal.
You just made a deal already. You're already making money.
We love it.
All right, but yeah. And then we can all, what I think I might want to do too is if I put a bunch of my customers together and all go there and eat.
We'd love it. We'd love to have you.
Right, maybe like a party of 15. Would you go, Ray?
Sure.
All right, would you go, Jane?
Absolutely.
Would you go, Leo?
Absolutely.
Gary's back.
I'm always
here. Gary's back. Okay. So anyhow, we'll set that up too, where we'll try to do a big party and spend money with you guys.
We would love that.
And it's because of you.
Well, thank you for having us.
Okay, and thank you for being on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so tell us, Leo, what you do.
Well, I am the owner of Purple Haze Tobacco Stores. I've been around for, geez, ever, over 20 years. First location was in Southside St. Pete. Second location was in Tyrone Boulevard. Third location, going to Madeira Beach. And then this last one is in Seminole, Largo. And we're opening up a double drive-thru very soon.
Very good. Drive-thru, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a drive-thru smoke shop. Yeah.
And where's that going to be?
That's going to be on the corner of 49th Street and 46th Avenue. It's the old farm store.
Wow, I know that farm store.
Yeah,
that, you know, I would go by there and, you know, you leave a tip, the guy, you don't even get out of your car, and the guy gives you your milk, your eggs and stuff.
It's going to be...
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you hear what happened with Biff Burger?
I heard they're going up for auction.
Yeah.
Let's see if maybe somebody buys it and rebuilt it again.
Yeah, the property's worth $1.4
million. Yeah.
That's something...
I did all my car shows there for years.
I know the guy that originally founded that, too, actually.
Yeah, I used to take my bike there all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a biker.
Yeah, I love bikes.
So, you got
Thursday night was bikes, Friday night was cars.
He drives a Harley.
Yeah,
he's a Harley. I mean, he's been driving a Harley, but he goes all over the world. I mean, world, but, you know, I shouldn't have said that. See how I exaggerate? The world. He was in China last week.
If you put a date in there, we'll have to go from the date. Right?
Yeah, but he drives... the whole country on his Harley. What's the farthest you ever went?
Now, I try to take my bike as many times out as possible. Recently, I've been taking my daughter out on the bike, too, so she sits right in the gas tank with me, and she loves it.
Wow. That's giggles. A father-daughter moment.
Yeah, she loves it.
Well, you know, myself personally, I'm scared of bikes. I was on a motorcycle when I was 16, got into a bike accident. So it's like you get bit by a dog.
Fall off the horse, you get back on it.
That's right.
Some do and some don't.
Is it true you can lead a horse to water?
But you can't force him to drink.
But if you can get that horse to float on its back, you got a hell of a horse.
And a big trough.
Yes. So, Jane, tell us what you do.
Martha.
All right, so I'm going to get hit with this lawsuit, aren't I?
Yeah, definitely. I'm calling my lawyer after this.
Oh, my God, I just realized that. You know what? Doesn't she look like Jane from Tarzan?
It's probably the leopard print.
You don't want to say it because you'll be part of the lawsuit. Say no.
I'm out.
But she's wearing a leopard suit. Right? And it's beautiful. I mean, dress. It's just so beautiful. You look beautiful.
Thank you. I also got the matching sunglasses.
Wow.
It's a leopard type of day.
You know, when I seen her, the first thing I said, you know, this is radio, not TV. Right?
That's next.
Yes. Actually, we have cameras in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
So we're watched live right now on YouTube.
Absolutely, yeah.
So anybody that wants to go to YouTube, they can watch it live and see what I'm saying. So tell us what you do in the real estate industry. And this is your, you said my friend Ray, he owns, he does mortgage whispers, loan whispers.
Okay.
And you're always open to another mortgage broker.
Absolutely. I'm always open to making new connections and new partnerships.
Good. We'll have to get together.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Martha Limonta, and I am a realtor here in the Tampa Bay and surrounding areas. And I have been focusing on relocation clients because a lot of people want to get into Florida. You know, the market's hot. So I actually ended up making a whole YouTube channel around moving to the area. And what I like to do is showcase, you know, what the town looks like, what there's things to do, what a regular property looks like. Instead of just looking at super edited photos online, I actually will like do a video in a property. So you can be like, listen, this is the real thing. This is what it's like. And a lot of people have liked that approach. And I also help people, you know, first-time home buyers, investors, everybody here that wants to tap into the real estate market. I do a little bit of everything.
Wow, the video thing, because we have actually, I know you already have your video thing, but we actually offer that as a service.
Awesome.
And then our video, believe it or not, the video camera costs about like right at $5,000.
Oh, wow.
It's a Betamax. It's like top of the line.
Okay.
And it used to be, because of that, you had to give that when you did commercials for the, for cable. It had to be that quality.
Oh, wow.
But now the phones and all that, and like the people, that it doesn't even matter as much anymore because of the technology's come so far.
Absolutely.
We won an award actually doing a commercial for anyhow, so a Chinese restaurant, and I forget the name of it. But what we did is we videographed the testimonials of the people eating.
Okay.
And then we ended it with fire at the end with the chef cooking.
Cool.
And so it ended up being, it got submitted, and we won what they call it is an Ebby.
Okay.
And we won an Ebby. What was the restaurant we did the commercial for when we won the Ebby, the Chinese restaurant in?
Oh, that was the one on Main Street. It was, what the heck was the name of it?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I know what
we're
it
so
is.
We're so terrible. Hi. So, yeah, I forget to.
In the meantime, you have a question from YouTube in the chat.
Really, we have a question
from Martha. What's your best advice for someone looking to move to Florida?
Okay, awesome. That's a great question. So, number one, I would say, you know, set up a good time frame of when you want to make that happen, because I always recommend for people to start the search and, you know, the process before they're ready. Because a lot of people might think they'll be ready, you know, to buy next month, but there might be something on their credit that they have to fix, or the pre-approval, or their debt. So I always say, you know, get ready before you have to be ready. Because I've had so many people that say, oh, my lease is ending, you know, in a month, in 2 months, I want to be down there. But it's just something comes up and then it becomes a delay. So be ready before you have to be ready. And definitely check out my channel, Move with Martha, if you're looking to move into the Tampa Bay area.
Right. People don't plan to fail.
Mm-hmm.
They fail to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's me, by the way. I'm the guy that fails to plan. Be honest. I'm just so disorganized.
I'm the complete opposite. I'm a planning freak.
Are you? How would you rate you?
I'm last minute Leo.
Last minute Leo.
Yeah.
Do you know that's my dad's name, by the way?
Is it?
Leo. Seriously. Right. Maybe that's why also, too. I was a daddy's boy. I never cried so hysterically when he passed away. And his name is Leo. Yeah. So anyhow, that's cool. How about you, Mr. Talk a little bit about the mortgage. And also, are you a planner or are you disorganized?
You know, Martha's right. So right. Oftentimes, we have people that come to us and say that the desires and passions to move, and they think they found the right area, and they're all excited, and they don't have any of the documentation whatsoever. But they have the passion and the desire. But, you know, in a world today, especially after the 08 and 09 bust with the industry and the economy that went upside down, documentation today is everything.
Oh, yeah.
Without the correct pre-approval, and like you said, sometimes they're missing a document.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to go to the VA and wait on a certificate of eligibility.
Yep.
And sometimes the VA, you know, they work at their own pace. So that could be 30, 60 days. And, yeah, and all of a sudden they, oh, no, we got the house. We're going to lose the house. And it's, yeah, so I talk to them directly.
Absolutely.
About the times it's going to take, because oftentimes it's a lot longer than they think.
Right. That's why I always recommend starting the process before you're even 100% mm-hmm. ready.
There's nothing more powerful than mm-hmm. having that pre-approval in your hand that says, I can buy a house for this amount. That's
absolutely
powerful.
I've had clients that, you know, people plan their trip over here to view homes, and I've had people say, we need to buy in this time frame, and then they only have a week or so to come into town, and then they haven't even gotten everything ready, and it just gets very nasty. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend, get your ducks in a row, and then after mm-hmm. that, find a trusted team, you know, a trusted realtor, a trusted, you know, mortgage broker, so that they can help you out, because we'll connect you with other things like inspectors and anything else mm-hmm. you might need.
Now, what the other thing I've been hearing a lot about is that a lot of the homes that are being sold now, if they selling it for, let's say, $300,000, most people are offering $310,000, $320,000, so they're actually offering more than what the houses are listed for.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been seeing that in the market because it's so extremely hot, but personally, I always say it just depends in your personal situation, because I haven't had clients overpaying a home from what I've worked with so far.
Yeah.
But I know that depending on the location, if it's a really, really hot neighborhood that one house goes for sale every once in a while, you're gonna have to put in your best game, you know? Yeah. So it really depends on the type of home, the area, the location, but I've seen it happen, but I haven't had it happen to me directly just yet.
Gotcha.
Okay. We got other guests that we got to get on.
All right.
And I would like to have you come back and, like, maybe just have you two guys, like we'll do a show and we'll take some call-ins.
Absolutely.
Right, for people that have mortgage questions and people have real estate questions. And maybe when you do your show, I'm not saying how to do your show. He's going to be doing his whole show with the lady from Beacon Windows.
Okay.
And it's going to be their show. I was just thinking maybe you might want to have her come in for that
sure.
show.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So then let's go on
all
to
right.
our next guest.
Yes, we're going to switch out here.
Okay.
We're going to bring in.
So then, Leo, in closing, tell us about what's going on over there at Purple Haze.
Well, Purple Haze has been kind of growing and growing and growing. And also, we've been trying to keep ahead of the industry. Right now, obviously, with cannabis being available to medicinal patients, there's something new out in the market called Delta 8. And Delta 8, we don't know how long it's going to be legal for, because right now we're falling under a legal loophole. But anybody that does have a medical card, or people that do not have a medical card, if they want to come down to the store and ask questions about the Delta 8 THC products, we do carry flower, we carry pre-rolls, we carry edibles, dab wax. We carry the full line of Delta 8 products. We also carry Kratom. A lot of people do love Kratom. And we also carry CBD products. So a lot of the older people who have a lot of chronic pain, they like to come down to the stores, and they like to we love to educate people. So my staff is really, really good on being able to sit down with customers and be able to explain to them what's going to be best for them.
Fantastic. Is there anything on that paper you didn't cover?
There is.
Tell me.
Well, if a lot of people have been noticing, the reason why they have so many laws and stipulations on what's going on is that we are all supposed to be 18 and up establishments. And what has been happening in the market is that it is getting oversaturated by smoke shops. But if you notice, what's also happening is that gas stations are taking the role of being smoke shops. So you walk into a gas station now you have a smoke shop section. Pinellas County had created an ordinance back in 2006 that prohibits the sale of what they considered paraphernalia to establishments that cater to people under the age of 18. And that's what's affecting the industry right now. And pretty soon we're going to have a lot of laws that are going to be affecting everybody, because there's certain establishments that don't follow those rules.
Right.
So, you know, if you guys see convenience stores that are selling to minors, you know, call up Pinellas County and say, hey, man, we have a problem here.
Right.
Because that will affect everybody in the long run.
Sure. One bad apple can ruin the whole barrel.
It ruins it for everybody.
Right. So anyhow, that's good to know. Can we play SpongeBob one more time for his, what's the name of your daughter?
It's Stella.
Stella. We're going to play SpongeBob to Stella.
Are you ready, kids?
This is Stella.
I can't hear
your daddy
you.
Made this happen.
Hi, Captain. Oh.
you hear?
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants!
Hey, Stella, how are you? Hope school was good today. And for all those people out there, if you guys have any questions, you could give me a call at 727-397-PIPE. That's P-I-P-E or 7473. We're open Monday through Saturdays, 10 to 10, and Sundays, 11 to 6 at all locations. And we're also hiring as well.
And Daddy loves Stella.
Daddy does love Stella.
Okay, so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Martha. In closing, tell people like what's going on.
Absolutely. So if you're looking to buy or sell in the Tampa Bay area or honestly anywhere else, I can connect you with someone that can help you make it happen. And if you want to find out more info about moving to the Tampa Bay area, you can visit movingtotampabayfl.com. That's my website. You'll find helpful videos and actually buying and selling and actually also a relocation guide that tells you exactly how to become, you know, how to make it happen and become a Florida resident and move over here and the great things about moving to Florida. And you can contact me directly at 727-619-4467. You can text me, call me, and I actually do answer my phone. So I love to hear from you. So thank you so much for having me on.
And if you need a loan, you go to?
The Loan Whisperer, Ray Rao, 727-512-0497. Thank you.
Loan Whisperer. Ray. Okay.
All right. Eric is going to take your seat.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
There you go. So we will start with Gateway Subs. Tell us a little bit about Gateway Subs.
So I've been here a few times, and we weren't exactly open yet, and now we are officially open. And we've been 3 weeks in opening. We had a grand opening. We had 160 people come through. We gave out 160 free subs and ran out of food in 3 hours for what we expected would last us 2 days. And wow. It was great. The homeless came. Everyone came. The homeless came twice. They're the only people who came back for seconds, which is really fun. We were feeding them, everyone just bread and turkey and provolone at the end of it. And it was a really magical experience. And a lot of people came together to make that happen. And it was really, really exciting.
That's awesome. How did that work? We can see that show. It's called Bar Wars or Food, you know, where he does the restaurant and he does those like... They're supposed to be like soft openings, but it comes like a hard opening. Mm. So how did you manage that, though, that everybody like... was calm and, you know, waiting their turn and not like, hey, better not run out and stuff.
I mean, people were really happy and a lot of people showed up and didn't even know they were getting free subs.
That's awesome.
Showed up and all of a sudden, hey, it's free. And they're like, nope.
Yeah, that's nice.
Everybody loves free, that's for sure. You know, man. So how long did it take to get this establishment going? And the reason I ask that question is through COVID, because we've talked before, Grant, and I've had some people open up new businesses, and it just made it so tough on them. And I just couldn't understand these roadblocks they were running against.
Yeah.
You know, we're just running into just some tough ones or just easy ones, or was it just, I mean, just the process, I guess?
A saying that I've always lived by is there's things you know, like 2 + 2. There's things you know you don't know, like quantum physics, and there's things you don't know you don't know. It's the things that don't know that, like, kind of just pop up in that realm. And I guess my experience in this was, you know, we got really good at falling forward. You know, whoopsies happen.
Failing forward. Yeah. I love it.
Failing forward, falling forward. And, like, whoopsies occur, and things happen all the time. And, like, literally 45 minutes before opening, we forgot to, like, put a seal on one of our smoothie machines, and the smoothie machine was, like, jetting in the back. And, like, there's, like, 7 hands immediately on it. We had so many family and friends helping out. We had, like, it took a community. You know, right. This thing's an entity, and it doesn't live by itself. Just like any individual, with some of the 5 people we surround ourselves with, like, this wouldn't be anything without the people involved.
Gotcha. And then I thought there was 3, but there's 5 of you guys now?
Mm-hmm. There's 5 of us that all live in a house together, all moved here.
Wow, that's awesome.
All started a sandwich shop, and then there's many, many more. There's a lot of people who helped
us out. Where'd you guys move from? Because you guys are all buddies, right?
Well, we all went to, a lot of us grew up in Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay.
Some of us grew up in Indiana. And then we all kind of met over the past 4 years of college and decided to not go, you know, 9-to-5 corporate and instead
big
try our
company.
Luck. Yeah, at a sandwich shop and selling smiles through sandwiches.
Very cool. So you guys do, I know you do salads because, like you said, the food's got to be good. I was, I think I was telling you just before the show, a friend of mine, B&I meeting actually, and I saw her on Facebook just, you know, mm-hmm. recommending you guys hugely. And I don't know if she knew you or not, probably not, which is great because she was just saying what great food you had and great prices you had too, which was very cool. I think she was astounded over the prices too, to be honest with you.
Yeah. When we moved here, we spent $5,000 in R&D. Coming up with a menu that we thought we would be happy with and, like, what we thought we would provide value to the customer. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do is just provide a lot of value. You know, we're Epicureans. You value good business and treat people like people.
Gotcha. Have you ever seen that show, The Founder?
Yeah, McDonald's.
I was going to say. It's funny. The show was just done the other day, and I think I saw it when it first came out, and it just grabs my attention because it's true. A business can be tough, but if you do the right things, you can definitely fall forward or fail forward or whatever and grow from there, that's for sure. You know, especially if you guys are all passionate about it and stuff. What's your hours?
We're 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Right now, and then we might extend it later, but for now, we're keeping it there.
Okay, 7 days a week?
Yep, Monday through Monday.
All right. And then so you do salad subs. Is that it? Anything else you guys?
We do vegan shakes. We have a coffee roaster that we can't quite use yet. We're getting an espresso machine. So we have breakfast sandwiches on croissants. We do avocado toast in the morning. We have a vegan espresso shake. We have a vegan blueberry shake. We're going to look to rotate our shake of the month and start to switch it up a little bit. We do all small batch specialty roast coffee. And It's pretty cool.
What about the breakfast? Is interesting because I'm just a breakfast guy, to be honest with you. Are you guys stopping at 10 o'clock? Are you guys going to be like doing breakfast all day?
Depends how much we like you.
Okay.
You know, depends how much of family you are. Right? Okay. People can ask, and we'll say yes. And people can ask, and we're like, maybe not this time.
Like it. That's
awesome. So we switch over. That's we don't start doing subs until 10:30.
Okay. Because some people are like, no breakfast for you what time? You know what I mean?
If you're cool, we're cool.
That's awesome.
So it really just depends. And that's what, like, you know, we're all owners of this. We all are just one mission of, you know, provide a good value, treat people well.
Sounds like you got the right attitude. I mean, honestly, you guys are passionate about it and you want to be successful. So good for you.
And their food is amazing.
Yes, it definitely is amazing. So where can they reach you? What's your number?
So that's actually a good point. I don't actually know. Seriously, I don't know. But you can go to our website. No, you can go. I don't know the number because we just switched it up. Go to the website www.gatewaysubs.com or you can find us on Instagram at gateway.subs. That's not the right number.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
Oh, that's right.
That's a whole side story.
But so it does say, come in as a customer, leave as a friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I do see free sub. I can't see the fine print, but. Yeah. But free is free. Everyone's and they're hiring. You're still hiring, correct?
Always.
And they are still hiring, looking for some good people out there. So get off the unemployment line and come to work, people. enough. Anything else you'd like to add before
we
move on?
Throw it over to Denise.
All right. Well, congratulations, sir. Appreciate it. So, Denise.
Hello.
There's a couple of things you do. Tell us, I guess, you know, what you do for a living, and then tell us, you know, the real reason what we're here doing.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it. Denise Brown here, and I am a realtor. I've been a realtor for a little over 10 years. I'm currently with Keller Williams St. Pete. Great group of people, great family, love them to bits. The real purpose of why I am here today is to educate people on a legacy of my daughter's, and it's called Brooks Butterfly Bash. And what this is, it's a lupus awareness event that I have been putting on with right now coming up on my fourth year.
Okay. All right. Awesome. I know we were talking earlier, and that was interesting. I think Paul might ask a question because the butterfly thing, I thought it was just kind of a cool, you know, catchy phrase, I guess, but it's, I guess, people with lupus get that, right? It's
like a characteristic of lupus on the exterior side is this rash that forms on people's faces and it looks like a butterfly form. So that is where the butterfly logo came up with for the Lupus Foundation is using the butterfly. And I'm just putting that into Brooks Butterfly Bash because it is a bash for lupus awareness.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yes.
Because I know we've known each other way back, right? But
yeah.
But I was explaining, which have not gone through something you have, which is, I can only imagine. But my mom, you know, I got sarcoidosis, which is kind of immune disorder. And at the time I was a little older, I was probably 26 or 27 or when I found out I had it. And they actually cut my throat right here to figure out what I had, because I thought I had cancer or lupus or something. And spooked the crap out of my mom, especially me.
Sure.
I was looking to get married at the time in a year. And I'm like, oh, man, what's going on? I'm way too young, you know. And they tell me, you know, I'll die with it, but I won't die from it. But then I know people that have died from it. Bernie Mac won. I don't know if you guys remember the Bernie Mac show.
Oh, I remember the Bernie Mac show.
Yeah, he had sarcoidosis.
He was hysterical.
Yep, yep. Come on, America, or something like that.
Yeah, he died at 50-something years old.
Yeah. He went in and caught, I think it was pneumonia. And that's what it is. When I was in Michigan, that's one reason that got me down to Florida, is I was always sick up there. I just had a bad immune system. And I moved down here, and I felt so much better.
Immune deficiency diseases are so unknown, and there's so many of them. And that's one of the things with lupus, is that it is called a mystery disease. One of the things that, to reel back why I'm doing this lupus awareness, is because my daughter, Brooke, passed away a few years ago now to lupus, complications of lupus. And her illness started when she was the age of 12. My poor child went through a blood clot and stroke at that age and was diagnosed with something called antiphospholipid syndrome at 13 and was on Coumadin blood thinners basically for the rest of her life, and then diagnosed at 15 with the lupus. She lost her battle at 18, and it was something that affected her emotionally, personally, and it created a desire for her to become the best pediatric nurse. So one of the things, to Tampa General Hospital's nurses, created this passion for her. So here I am creating a legacy of hers and helping children. I have been partnered with the Lupus Foundation of America, the Florida chapter, because they are focused on the pediatric research of it. And my newest partner, major hospital, Tampa General Hospital, and their foundation. They've put a fund in my daughter's name to help me create the awareness. They're supporting me with this event coming up. The event is going to be at the Floridian Social Club, downtown St. Pete, January 18th. January 18th, because it was my daughter's birthday. So it's always going to be on that date. And I had the Black Conkeys band playing.
Good band.
It's just amazing band. Some amazing things happening. The hospital people will be there, Tampa General, and the Lupus Foundation will be there as well, so people can learn a little bit more about how we're going to find these children in our local community and what we're doing with the research and what we've come up with.
Okay. So how do people can they donate right at the outing then?
They absolutely can. This is my fourth year, so every year's become a little bit different, and I becoming more educated on what to do. So if they want to get a hold of me, donate, they can reach me email at info@brooksbutterflybash.org, and Brooks is with an E, so
that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
If you text it, it won't have an E at the end of Brooke, but it is Brooke. So brooksbutterflybash.org.
So it's kind of like the sarcoidosis talking, because they don't really, they know what it is, but they don't know what it is, I guess, if that makes any sense. Because because I have good days, bad days. Not
yes,
as bad,
right, absolutely.
And it just,
pain,
yes,
fatigue, tiredness, the cloudiness,
I can go like
depression.
That for a month. And sometimes I'll snap out of it, but I'll go like a whole month. It's weird. I'll go to bed feeling fine. And I'll wake up and I'll feel terrible. I'll feel fatigued. I got no motivation. And I just don't know when I'm going to like snap out of it.
And the medication, what's your medication?
Usually they put me on steroid, pack steroids to snap it out of it. Mm. You know, I usually go on those a couple times a year.
Careful with that.
I know. It's a double-edged sword, right?
Absolutely.
It is. It really is. And then I take a lot of anti-inflammatories for it, obviously. You know, so.
And that's something like she couldn't do. Yeah, a lot of water. Stay hydrated. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I love about the Lupus Foundation of America, especially the Florida chapters, them doing the pediatric research and helping find better medications. Because long story short, my daughter didn't like the medications, and I'm not sure how long, but I'm pretty sure she stopped taking it.
Yeah, and that's
And well, that's, you know, to anybody's demise.
I mean, like, people have, like, you know, cancer and stuff, and they got to take that radiation. And mm-hmm. my mom had to take radiation. She had stage 4 cancer. She actually made it through it, but a lot of people don't because they can't get through, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. One of the beautiful things about this next event is all the wonderful supporters that I have had. And one thing, you know, the people at Gulfview Plumbing has had introduced me to you.
Yes.
If I can make a couple absolutely. Comments about, yes. you know, a good friend awesome. Of mine, Alan Bridges. He's got Rack. He's a huge sponsor. Diamond Direct in St. Pete. Sherwin Williams. We all know that name. We have Peachy. I keep pronouncing it right. Peachy Builders. Lee Mesor Financial. We have Compass Title. We have Tampa Bay Title. Hillsborough Community College. They are another one that have sponsored me for a while. Some amazing live auction and silent auction items. We have an Italian trip being auctioned off. We have some beautiful art being auctioned off. We have Mont Blanc, you know, bringing in a beautiful piece. Just a lot of stuff going on.
That's awesome. I'm sure fantastic. Brian can help out too.
Yes, I always do, right?
He does. No, this is a
right. But the thing again. Is, this Eric guy, you know, I always say my good friend.
Yes.
When I text him.
Yes.
He's the guy that helps people and expects nothing in return.
That's true.
That's Eric.
Well, you're on
now, can
VIP.
We help my friend out here? Let's talk to him right here.
Absolutely.
My friend Dylan.
Absolutely. Any things before we leave?
No, thank you so much for having me on again. If anybody wants more information, it's info@brooksbutterflybash.org.
That's awesome. That's a great cause.
I asked him some questions about insurance and health and all that. And
the tons of fun stuff.
Can I get health insurance if I have lupus?
You sure can.
That's a good one, yeah. Because a lot of people won't with my sarcoid, though. They won't. That's you know, I get denied.
I know.
They do.
And let Dylan do some talking.
You know, you can definitely get it. I won't say you can get it from everybody, but, you know, you just usually need to take some, you know, it's like a health questionnaire or type of interview beforehand.
Okay.
You know, so they just kind of, you know, they have to ask certain qualifying questions, understand the type of risk, pre-existing conditions. But, you know, once you put that out there, you know, providers will come back with packages they have for people in the same type of buckets.
They can kind of afford, because that's kind of where it hits
oh,
me.
Oh, no, it was very expensive to handle her. It was very expensive.
Absolutely,
yes,
sir.
It was with me. Well, I was like, well,
this is the...
Yep.
But,
yeah, so like people that have lupus, right? They would lose their hair, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay, so
I mean, all kinds of people lose their hair. So the whole thing about hair loss is people think it's just like men that lose their hair, and that's a big fat lie. So it's a female gene. Women lose your hair. We're all ashamed about it, but you know what? We lose our hair. Come see me and bring your sexy back. That's really the bottom line.
Wow, what a lady. I'd like to have her at a party.
That was good. Right. That was laid right
I mean,
there,
really,
quick,
seriously,
real nice.
You are a party person. I could see you at a party. You've been
I'm like a party in a box, okay?
Yeah, so tell us the name of your company and your and how they can get in touch with you.
It's Everyday Beautiful. We're in Bel Air because we just moved, so we're bougie now. We used to be in Largo, but now we're in Bel Air, so we're kind of, you know, whatever. But anyway, it's 727-600-2249, and we're everydaybeytybeautifulwigs.com.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Very cool. That's
can
lovely.
Can you see her personality?
I can see her getting stuff done.
Yeah, you are enthusiastic.
Done, yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. you get it done.
I mean,
yeah.
because I really do bring sexy back, and it changes lives.
There you go. I believe it. Wow.
Especially when they like to look good.
So, yeah. All right, so there's the sexy guy over there. Talk to him.
He is sexy, too. Look at you with your good hair.
Oh,
you
please.
Think you're all pulling the hair and happy now?
Dylan.
If you're losing it, then come see me.
I'm going to keep it up as long as I can, you know.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. So tell us, Dylan, about your little thing you got going on there, how you help people save lives. Right?
Yes, saving lives, covering families and their needs and, you know, the unexpected with the holidays, people going on vacation, break. Make sure you're covered. Make sure you're safe and healthy.
Right. So you got all kind of customized plans, don't you, for like... family plans, single plans.
Mm-hmm. You can go to the marketplace.
Work plans, I guess. Or.
Yeah, you can find your own benefit plans on the marketplace. You can go there and.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.